We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'd like to welcome in Kevin McHale. He's a TNT and NBA TV analyst. Kevin will be on the call tonight for the Celtics-Warriors game for TNT. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, who's the best post-up player right now in the NBA?
Oh, wow. Probably Joel Embiid. I think that he's so big, got great hands. He can shoot over his left shoulder, shoot over his right shoulder. Passes out of the post. I would probably go with Joel. But you don't see a lot of it. The game's played much more from the outside in than the inside out. But, you know, he can go down there in the paint and get you 38 points, you know, down there just kind of grinding it out. He does shoot some threes, but I'd probably go Joel.
Yeah, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge was thrown out there as another guy. Cousins, when he's healthy, maybe. I want to bring up the way the game's played right now, because I always hear, you know, if Steph Curry played against the bad boy Pistons, he wouldn't be able to get it done like he does, like he's able to get it done now. But I got to ask you about the three-point line. So when you're playing in college, and I realize you're a post-up player, but you're playing in college, there's no three-point line. So it you go into the NBA, and it's there. So is that when players of your generation began to practice shooting three-point shots, not till you were 20, 25 years old?
Yeah. You know, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. You know what? Even back then, you really didn't practice shooting the three. It was there. It was more of a fourth quarter. If you're down, we'll take some threes. But guys don't practice it. Guys didn't, back then practice it like they do now. Now, you know, they go out and they shoot hundreds of threes. I mean, when you say practice the three, you might shoot, you know, 20, 25 three-point shots at the end of practice. But it wasn't a big part of the game. It was more used as a strategic tool to be shot. You know, when you're down in games, or if you're coming down, you're going for 2-for-1 late in the game to try to put the game away. Larry was great at stopping and shooting the three, but no, there's nobody practiced it back then even near the way they practice it now, and it's such a big part of the game, and it spreads the court. I like it. I like the fact that the three-point line is giving everybody a little bit more room to play because you got to go out and guard it. And so it's a fun game when it's free-flowing and going.
What?
You know, Golden State's a team that's fun to watch when they're free-flowing and going. But I don't like any of the teams when they become three-point crazy, taking bad three-pointers. And the analytics people start saying a bad three-pointer is better than a good two-pointer. It's quality shots. And if you generate quality shots, whether they're threes or twos, you're going to make a lot of them.
See, that's interesting, Kevin, because I always think of, let's say, a player like you or even Shaquille O'Neal. I think, well, if you put in the three-point, if they would have played with a three-point line, they would be less effective because there'd be a shot on the court worth more than a post-up, which maybe you scored on 60% of the time. But it sounds to me like what you're saying is you'd love the extra room to maneuver.
Yeah, I mean, you can do both. There's room for, you know, right now, as I said, most of the game is played outside in. But the best three-point shots are still created from driving and kicking or from a hard run. Like if the Golden State, though, they're dangerous, is when the bigs would run, Draymond Green would get out. He'd drag the defense down to the basket because you don't want to give layups, and they had the guys running. And then Steph or Clay would step into these slot threes, these trail threes. And, man, you know, as a coach, you'd go, oh, man, you'd see it coming like, oh, boy, here we go. Because they've dragged our defense to the paint. And the transition three is just, you know, those guys are such great shooters. But there's a lot of room in the post. And here's the thing. If it's all about efficiency. If I was to be able to get the ball in the paint, where I like to work, I was going to make 70% of those shots. And so on 10 shots, I was going to get 14 points or maybe 15 or 16, depending on end one. You get right. extra. So if you can get 10, 12 quality shot, 2 feet in the paint, you're going to you just be very efficient. That's going to outdo most guys, no matter, you know, what's happening that night from the 3-point line. Because you got to be shooting close to, you know, 45 to 50% from the three to generate 15 points, you know, on 3-pointers on 10 shots. So it's all about the shots you take. We've lost our mind a little bit in the league with just any three is a good three. That's not true. All threes are not created equally. There's better threes, and the good teams when they're playing are generating really good shots. You win on generating really good shots. You can win on taking bad shots and making them occasionally, and which teams do. But when you talk to anybody, it's what are you generating, and can you generate them every single night? Like tonight's game, to me, the Celtics' biggest problem is they don't get to the free throw line and they don't generate enough really open looks for each other. And if you can do that, you're going to play well. And again, it doesn't have to be a three. If you have nobody in your team that's a good three-point shooter, why the hell would you shoot it? Create shots if you get to the line. Create great 18-footers for each other by driving it. But the three just makes it more space. All threes are not created equally. So when people watch the game, watch for the shot that's being generated. Is that really a good shot? Is the guy's got his feet set? Is he a good shooter shooting it? I mean, you know, look it. I can tell you right now, in Golden State, why do you think they don't cover Draymond Green at the three-point line? Why do you think they stand in the paint? They're hoping he shoots it because he's not shooting the ball well. And let me tell you something. When you see Klay Thompson get his feet set or Steph behind that three-point line as a coach or as an opposing team, you're sick to your stomach. You're like, oh, boy, you know, here's going to knock us on the head with this three. So it's who generates the best look? Overall, gets to the free throw line and does it efficiently. That's who's going to win games.
Kevin, I'm in my 40s. I grew up watching you battle the Lakers, the Pistons, and I'm watching. You know, I'm sipping my morning coffee this morning, and the headline on ESPN.com is LeBron not sitting games with playoffs fading. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the headline? How is this a story? Because to me, back in your day, okay, to hell with it. You're not making the playoffs, but you're going to finish out the season. What do you make of headlines in the state of the games and athletes sitting out for load management in this era?
It drives me crazy. Okay, I understand that your load management, that means you might take it easy in practice. The thing that happened with us, yeah, we played long minutes. The training is not what it is today, but we had hellified practices during the season too. We got after it in some practices. We'd lose a game, man. We'd have an hour and a half practice the next day, and it'd be hard. And you get after each other, man. And it was just a competitive level. I think a few years ago when they started resting healthy bodies, it hurt the game. Or they discredited the regular season. Like, yeah. This doesn't matter. And it became a badge of honor to say, because, you know, they don't rest the seventh man when he's healthy. It became a badge of honor to say, I'm good enough that they have to rest me because I'm that good. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm like, that's garbage. Go out and play, man. Unless you're hurt, load that thing up. And every single night was an opportunity to find out who was better. Every single night was an opportunity to go out and test your competitive nature, to go fight for the win. Test your competitive nature of, like, standing next to the guy next to you that's your assignment. Like, I couldn't win the point guard battle. I wasn't a point guard. But I know one thing. I was going to win my power forward battle, and I was going to go out there, and that was my job, man, was to win my battle, win my fight. And if I could dominate that, then, you know what, our team had a hell of a chance of winning. But you took pride in that, man, and it was, you know, hey, I come from a small little mining town in northern Minnesota. We grew up on competition, and I was never afraid of it. I didn't care. I loved competition, man. And I think we reduced that. It's like, you're so good, you don't have to play, but you're 100% healthy.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? You know what? If you're ready to go out and play. And take pride in playing, man. You know, you take pride in going out there for 82. Yeah, you know what? You can go to the coach the next day. And there were days that, you know, we'd go to the coach and say, man, coach, I'm fried. You know, we had four games in 5 nights. We had a couple days of practice. I'm going to need one of these days just to kind of chill a little bit. I'll run through the, you know, the dummy offense and do that. But, you know, there's a way to get your rest. But this stuff of, like these guys that are fine china and they'll crack if they play 35 minutes. Yeah. I mean, you know, shit, there's some nights you got to play 40-some minutes if you want to win that game. And so I don't know. And I understand that the guys look at this thing as I need to have a 15-18-year career. Because in that, if I'm a good player, I'm going to make anywhere from $250 million to $500 million. Think about the numbers I just threw out there.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I know.
And so, you know, I don't know. It bothers me that the healthy sits bother. Always have. This game's about competition, man, and going out there and getting after it. You know what? Let's find out tonight. Right now, Steph Curry's going to be looking at Kyrie Irving going, all right, baby, let's go find out who's better tonight. You know, and yeah. Taking pride in that.
Hey, Kevin. Wow. Kevin McHale, TNT NBA TV analyst. He'll be on the call for the Warriors-Celtics tonight. Kevin, I got to pass along a little personal information. Back in 1987, I lived in Pennsylvania. I drove 16 hours to outside Detroit to watch Game 6 when you guys lost to the Pistons 95-90 at the Silverdome. Remember that game?
No. Yeah, I remember that game. No, but you know.
Remember, it was the game where after you went up to Isaiah Thomas and said, you got to go beat the Lakers now.
Yeah, Isaiah. Well, yeah, you know, look at Isaiah and I played the Phantom game. I know Isaiah. We were kids, man. I mean, Bobby Knight was the coach. Isaiah and I were roommates for part of that thing. And so, you know, Isaiah, I'll tell you, I never spoke to him ever. Like before games, I would be mad. Like, you're not on my team, man. Get away from me. And after that, I just said, hey, you know, Zeke, you guys, it was 88. Cause we went to the finals in 87. It was 88, so yeah. Yes, I do.
All right, 88.
I said, Zeke, you know, you're going to find out that beating us is what you guys couldn't do, but that's kind of what your goal was. It's not going to feel any better to lose in the finals than it would be losing us in the conference finals. So the object now is, man, you got to go win it. And, I do remember that. You got to get your years right.
I know. But you know what?
Because you can't ask me a damn story.
I know, it was terrible.
And then have the year wrong.
Well, you know what I do remember about that game is you were solid. Bird was terrible. He was terrible. 4 for 17 that night. You were 12 for 20. You had 33. You held up your end of the bargain. But Bird, I still 15 hours for a 4 for 17, Kevin.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You saw one of the few rare where he was a great, great player.
Yeah, no, I
And, you know, everybody's had a bad game. And you know what? That honestly was kind of the 88. That was the end of our run. 87,
yeah.
I had gotten – Larry had – Larry had such a bad back at that point. Didn't tell anybody. It wasn't – he didn't tweet about it. He didn't go on his Facebook and show 19 people trying to work on him. He was beaten up, man, and that was kind of the end of our era. Our era was 80, you know, the Celtic era, 80 through 87, conference finals, NBA finals, and that was not unusual back then to have a 7-8 year run. But you look, everybody had that 7-8-9 year run, and then, you know, then you got old and got beat up, man. And that, you know, so yeah, that was, believe me, that was not Larry's legend what you saw that night. Birdie was one of the best players to ever play. And you talk about a competitive nature and a tough guy. Man, that guy had it. And that guy was just cook as could be. So, yeah, you know what? Believe me, if Birdie had 11 for 17 night, we win that game and go on and probably win. But, you know, it's he had plenty of good games. So, anyways, I'm glad you got the shirt right there.
Yeah, thanks. My bad. I'll just spend the rest of the show taking heat. But, hey, Kevin, thank you so much. Have a great call tonight. And, enjoy the Bay Area while you're out here.
Okay, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.